Right, everyone, we're 15 minutes late for the next session. It's going to be a very brief session. We'll just do an update. So if I could call your attention, if we could close the doors and get everyone just to take a moment for the next session. Thank you. I think a day without its breaks has taken its toll a little here, but we're just going to have a very brief update. We've heard from Ray Polzak quite substantially in the previous session. So if we could start the recording, is it okay to start the recording? Are we in shape to do so? Great. Thanks, Natalie. So this next session is going to be somewhat brief, but it's an opportunity to just recap and capture where we are with the GNSO review work. We heard from Ray Polzak, who heads up the Structural Improvements Committee on the ICANN board, about his intentions and where that's going. So I think we'll just... Rob, I don't know if you... Would you like to just give a brief update, and then I'll make some comments, and I think we'll take any other questions, comments, or input.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I didn't mean to be that loud, sorry. I prepared this one slide just as a little catalyst for your post-board meeting discussion. I think there are just a couple of highlights to flag before the council sort of discusses what the potential next steps are. Very briefly, as you know, and Ray probably said to you, the board has confirmed the timing, at least in terms of the thought about when the GNSO review would take place. There was a board resolution at the September 28th board meeting where they said the review is to commence in 2014. And then a subsequent phrase that preparations were to commence as soon as feasible. That's the ASAF on the slide. So I guess the question becomes then, what's the board's perspective or Ray's perspective of feasible there? As I think it sounds like most of the discussion that the board had with you in Ray's presentation was, the board still really has to confirm what this review framework looks like. And he explained the concept of the organizational audit program and the direction that's taking. But that's, from staff's perspective, just one piece here. It's great to have that new framework, but sort of the second step of that then is to confirm what the actual process is. What are the criteria? Because I think he did a very good job of outlining the concept of this audit framework and the various components, but then even before a review can take place, it's determining precisely how that gets done and what the criteria are and how they're evaluated. And so really the catalyst or action item, I think, for the council is sort of what preparation do you all think is necessary in light of these developments that you can be engaged in the creation or confirmation of this framework, giving some input into what the criteria might be, and otherwise interacting with the SIC and with board members to help fashion what that might look like. Because the council, not the council, but the GNSO as a whole, including the council, is teed up to be the first review within this new framework. Thank you.
So this is something we've sort of grappled with on and off. I think I've got a fairly clear idea now, having heard from Ray where we're headed. If you recall, we set ourselves up to form a small group to both monitor the prospective activity and to... propose how any work that the council might undertake or commission from our perspective. And so really, as far as I can see, we're in good shape to now start to move that forward. It won't be particularly fast, but I think we need to closely track where the SIC is going. And you'll recall that Jennifer Wolfe kindly offered to lead that group, and I think Jen is eminently well qualified and able to do so, so that's great. I'm not 100% sure who else volunteered to be on that group. Ray has immediately after this board meeting offered for us to meet with him. So my suggestion and proposal really is that at the least, Jennifer and myself go along and meet with Ray and keep a close track, and in so doing keep the council and probably the GNSO informed as to their thinking, both on the broader mechanism for reviews as well as how they might take that forward, with the GNSO being, in a sense, the test case or the first cycle of that new review structure. And in addition, the other task, if you like, that group is going to be looking at is what if anything, either the should be being done about reviewing our own internal review work. And I'm conscious that much of that might take place in stakeholder groups and constituencies, but nevertheless, the council commissions work on policy, and there seems to be an opportunity for us to, for example, review the processes and outcomes of our own policy work and make sure that that's been done and to try and understand how that's been done and the outcomes and so on. So that's where I think we're at. Any comments or questions on that? Wolf Ulrich.
Well, just came in. So you are going to, I think I would like to volunteer if you agree. I'm sorry. So as well for this group, yeah? And so I understood that you immediately afterwards, after Buenos Aires, will have a talk to Ray about that, or how is it possible? Because I just came in here.
Yeah. No. So we have this group notionally formed, but somewhat stillborn or failing to get off the ground because of the uncertainty within the review process. It now seems that there's an opportunity to actively engage with Ray and the SIC and keep a close track of that and keep the council informed on that. And with that framework in mind, to start to plan for anything we might do. Now, there are that group was, I mean, we can confirm to our council list who are the volunteers for that group already, and Wolf Ulrich, by all means, join that. In terms of talking with Ray this week, he's offered a couple of slots on Wednesday morning, my suggestion is that at the very least, Jennifer and myself go along, but of course, in principle, as long as we aren't an overwhelming number, anyone who has volunteered for that group should be free to join us as well. Zahid.
Sorry, just a process issue. I will be rotating off, as you know. Does that mean I can't, you know, going forward, is it just councillors? I just don't know. It's okay. I mean, if it is, I just wanted to know what it is.
And that's not an exasperated sigh if you detected anything from. I guess my assumption at the moment is it's councillors, and it's what is the council going to do about reviewing the council's work? So Zahid, I don't mean to be exclusive, but that's where I was working from at the moment. But yeah,
we'll just sort of keep a BC slot there, and I'll figure out who it is. Thanks,
Marilyn.
Jonathan, I just wanted to be sure, Marilyn Cade, I just wanted to be sure that I understood. This is, because this review is, of course, about the GNSO and its subparts, as well as about the council. So, and I have spoken to Ray about the larger issue of how he is going to engage with the leadership of the subparts, is what I'm going to call it right now, because it's kind of confusing on whether the evaluation will be tick the box of the stakeholder groups and the constituents, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so what you're setting up with Ray, I just wanted to clarify, you're focusing at this point just on the council part of it, but would you just keep in mind that we do need to figure out with Ray the larger picture of participation? And I know maybe, Zaid, that would fit into your suggestion.
Yeah, and Marilyn, to some extent, I take your point completely, and in fact, I'm prior to you making that point, sensitive and aware of that issue, and to some extent, that's why. I mean, this has been a rather difficult thing to get hold of. Where I see it at the moment is that there is an opportunity for the small group to be informed and to make public any information to the council and therefore to the GNSO, its understanding of the GNSO review. But to the extent that it undertakes its own work, well, really, I think that's probably for either council processes and work that the council commissions. And then to the extent that the broader review looks at the stakeholder groups and constituencies, well, I'm not 100% sure how that's going to work out and how that interaction is going to happen with Ray, but clearly that's beyond, yeah. So I think I've got it, but it's not, all the I's are not dotted and T's crossed at this point. Yeah. Any other comments or questions or input on this item? Rob?
Yes, sir. Just one point of clarification. I've confirmed with Glenn that the latest round of requested volunteers did come through, and we've got probably around 15 people on the list. So there's great interest just from the council perspective in that smaller group. So there's that level of interest. At some point in time, you may wish to engage them, but...
Yeah, so here's my concern, that for the moment, that group is probably too large to go and meet one-to-one with Ray. So I'm conscious of not being exclusive, but I'd certainly not like to take 15 people and go and mob Ray in a small meeting. So perhaps we can undertake that in the first instance, perhaps just Jen and I should go and meet with him, hear back, undertake to report back to council and keep council informed, and then to the extent that we begin to commission work, let's see. There's clearly a strong interest in this, but there's a delicate balance between going in too many. Thanks very much. So that sounds like there's some understanding and support for that. Well, that issue may be closed for now, unless there are any other comments or questions relating to it. Right, so let's close that session then, which was a brief update of where we're headed on the review. I think we know where the very short-term next steps are, and this is no doubt will come up regularly at council meetings from now on. So we can stop the recording there. Thank you.